Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Molly Secor Turner, and I'm an associate professor at North Dakota State University. I have an appointment in the School of Nursing and the Department of Public Health, and I work on issues around adolescent health in the context of global health, and especially around sexual and reproductive health. This week at Holden, I've been talking about the work I do in rural Kenya, and the work I do there is centered around menstrual hygiene management. So most people wonder what in the world menstrual hygiene management is, and it's actually a really important issue to think about because it affects half of the world's population. And despite that fact, people generally for the past hundreds of years have not spoken about it very much, and it's something that menstruation is a normal, natural, actually really awesome part of being a woman. And so what menstrual hygiene management does is bring a focus to the need to help women and especially young girls experience that in a more healthy way and an empowered way in resource-poor environments. So it's, again, an issue that's universal but not experienced the same way by everyone. So in places like rural Kenya, girls who are trying to attend primary school and secondary school end up missing about 3.5 million days of school per month in the entire country. So you can imagine that as girls are already lagging behind boys in many parts of the country, the experience of missing school for maybe 5 days per month every month creates a further divide in the gender equality in terms of school attendance and achievement in school settings. So I became interested in this issue because of other work I was doing in rural Kenya. I did some research just asking adolescents about what were some of the barriers and facilitators for health for them. And through that experience, learned from girls this challenge with menstrual pads. And I left thinking, wow, that's something that most people, especially in countries like the United States, never really think about. Many of us are privileged enough to not have to worry about access to menstrual hygiene supplies. And these young girls were telling me about using things like mattress fibers, old clothes, raw cotton from the plants, dirt, things like that to manage their menstrual cycle. And even when they used those products, they often still stayed home from school because they were so worried that they would not be effective and that they would soil their clothing while at school. And while they're at school, they generally, in these very rural and remote settings where I work, have no access to running water and not a place to wash your pad or clean up after themselves if they need to change while they're at school. So I left from learning about those things and from that research and went home to my work at North Dakota State University, where I was working with nursing students who are finishing their senior year. And as a part of our program, they do a practicum or an internship at the end of the program. And I had started a course for them to be able to do that practicum in Kenya. And I came home from learning this issue with pads and thought, okay, there are a lot of people who are really interested in environmentally friendly ways. And I know people who use washable, reusable sanitary pads. And so I just kind of on a whim thought, oh, that would be fun if we make some pads and we could go back to the schools where I did the research and show them these washable pads and see if it would be something they would like to be able to use. So I thought it would be just a small-scale project, and the first year, the students that I was taking that spring became really excited in the project, and there were lots of community groups that started sewing pads, and people were making these washable pads, and it became so big that even fraternities on campus were making pads for us and participating in the project, so it was really a fun way to bring people together around an issue that is so universal and a big part of being a woman. So we went back with some pads that year, and it has grown ever since. We've been doing it now for almost 5 years, and over that period of time, we've distributed over 30,000 pads to different girls in rural Kenya, and it's expanded to creating a nonprofit organization, which I started with some people that I had never met, but met through Facebook to use cloth diaper technology to make pads, and we started an organization called For the Good Period. So we've continued working through the service learning of students going to do their nursing practicum and have been growing the nonprofit work that we're doing to try to expand beyond just providing the basic necessity of a pad to girls, but being able to also provide education around sexual and reproductive health, education around human rights, empowering girls. We've expanded to including boys in the education that we do around menstruation, puberty, and sexual and reproductive health, because we know that girls make up half the world, and we also need to educate boys because their voice also matters and influences the context girls live in. So we are working specifically in about 13 villages in remote areas of Kenya, and we have a schedule to go back every 3 years, so we're trying to establish a more deep connection with the schools and with parents and other community members to try to help the community engage in, around the issue of menstrual hygiene and the empowerment of girls. And our schedule includes staying there for maybe up to 5 years, but while we're there, empowering the community to find their own solutions to the problems and find their own resources to meeting the needs of girls in their communities. So we have a planned exit strategy as well as an intentional way of working within communities. So I think the issue of menstrual hygiene is really important and an exciting issue to work around because it provides a gateway to talk about a lot of other issues. So you can start with something as simple as, you know, helping a young girl understand what menstruation is, what puberty is, and talking to her about those basic things. But you can always expand to so many conversations because menstruation, again, is a part of who we are as women, and it is a part of our sexual and reproductive health. But it also, those issues have to do with our agency and our ability to make choices and gender issues. And there are so many contextual factors that contribute to how young girls experience menstruation that it provides a lot of opportunities for intervention from a public health perspective.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.